Hi, Chevra. I'm very excited to share this 5-minute Torah, but I'm also very excited, to be honest, tonight to get past the 5-minute Torah and to sing Shabbos Kodesh, because a few nights ago by Shaul Shittus, I was zoich to be singing that niggin Shabbos Kodesh with Rav Tzvi Meyer, Mamish, where that niggin stems from. Okay, but first we have to learn Torah. So Pasuk says, in this week's parasha, ki seitzei ki sivne bayis chodesh v'asisa makel l'gagecha. When you build a new home, you have to make a fence for your roof. You build a new home, you have to make a fence for your roof. The halach is, if you used to be, their homes were all flat roofs, and they used their roofs to cook on the roof and to laundry on the roof. And if you have any usable roof, the halach is you have to have a fence. You have to protect yourself. But the obvious question on this pasuk, first and foremost, why is it kisivna bayis chadash when you build a new house? If you move into a house, an old house, a guy owned the house, someone else owned the house, and there was no fence around the roof, and you're going to use that roof, also you have a halacha chiyuv to put up a roof, right? Why only kisivna bayis chadash? Not only that, if you have a bar, you have a chiyuv to put up a fence also. Why only kisivna bayis chadash when you build a new roof, build a new house? Secondly, why have a sisa maka legagecha only on a roof? If you have a porch, if you have, a bar, if you have anything that's dangerous, halach is you need to put up a fence. Said over years ago, a Torah from the Nesiv Shalom on the Slonim Rebbe, if you want to, you could be my eye in there. I think it's the last piece on this week's parasha, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't looked at it in a while, but it's there. It's titled Kisiv Nebayis Chadash, if I'm not mistaken. But I want to share something I saw this week in Eretz Yisrael. It's a Torah from Eretz Yisrael. From the Hilga Zera Kodesh, the Hilga Rav Shittur. But just to start out, first of all, just to share, this past Erev Shabbos Kodesh, 1 week ago, Friday morning, it was a very big schus to meet up with Shalavim, Yeshiva Shalavim, Shana Aleph, that the Yeshiva brought the whole Shana Aleph to the Kaisel for the first time Friday morning. After Friday afternoon already, it was Friday afternoon. And they asked me to share a few words of chizuk with the guys, with the chevra, with Shalavim. Mamash, just, it's up on what you told the chevra could listen. It was mamash short, 7-8 minutes, I don't know, whatever it was. So I spoke, and I gave them Torah, and gave them chizuk to start out the year. It was very special, I have a lot of talmidim there. But afterwards, some you know how it is when you speak at the kaisel. I mean, a lot of the chevra, we've been together, Lel Yom Kippur at the kaisel, so other people come and join in and listen. So this one yid is there and he's listening in. And he comes over to me afterwards and introduces himself. He walks over, he's wearing a U2 Joshua Tree tour t-shirt. And he starts talking to me and he has an accent. He's from New Zealand. And he's telling me how much chizik he got and he appreciated it. He took my email. It was all discussion, Baruch Hashem, and he shared ideas that he had based on what I said. I said, so what are you doing here? How long are you here for? How long are you in Eretz Yisrael? So I've been here already, I remember how long, maybe a month. He's going to be here for at least a few more months, hopefully longer. I said, what are you doing here? So if you're there for that long, what are you doing? He's an older person. I mean, not very, I'm saying in his 40s, 50s, I don't know. So he says to me, he's an architect. And he decided he has to come to Eretz Yisrael to help work on building the Beis HaMikdash. That he understands architects and the architecture, and he wants to be the architect for the Beis HaMikdash. And he got hooked up with the Temple Institute, Machon HaMikdash, and he's talking with them, and he takes out his phone, and he shows me, Mamish, all these diagrams of Beis HaMikdash, and trying to explain to me all the different measurements and diet. I didn't understand anything he was talking about, but he was holding Mamish and Tanakh, and all every room, and how it was, and every makom in the Beis HaMikdash, and why he's explaining to me, Mamish, and he has pictures, and He's already working on building on the architectural pictures and building Beis HaMikdash. Like, it's serious, real. Not like Jerusalem syndrome craziness. Like, Imam is real. Like, he wants to build and be the architect of the Beis HaMikdash. And it was so inspiring, such chizik. Like, he's really thinking in she'ifas. He's telling me how it's going to happen soon and I want to be here, I want to be the architect. And we have to believe. An imam b'chol yom shi'avah. And we have to want to build Beis HaMikdash. So listen, Chaver, what the Zera Kodesh says. The Zera Kodesh says, Kisivna Bayis Chadosh, B'derech Drush, on a deeper level, is talking about rebuilding Beis HaMikdash. And the Torah tells us, Kisivne Bayis Chodosh, the new Bayis, the new Beis Hamikdash, when you're going to build Beis Hamikdash. When's it going to happen? When Vasiso Maka Ligagecha. What does that mean? Listen to what Zera Kodesh says. Gagecha is a roof. It means your loftiness. It's your spirituality. It's your connection to Hashem. It's your Kedusha. It's your Tefillah. It's your Torah. It's your Mitzvahs. But you know when the Beis Hamikdash is going to come? It's when each and every one of us, it's so real and so true and so sincere. And not to impress someone else and not to get covered from someone. And not so my Rebbe thinks highly of me, my parent thinks highly of me, or some girl thinks highly of me. It's when ve'asisa maka l'gagecha, you've put a fence around your gag. Meaning what? You surround it with a fence so it's private. It's only between you and Hashem. It's only between you and Hashem. It's so sincere, it's so real. It's bepnimios libecha. That's when Kisivna Bayis Chodesh. Kisivna Bayis Chodesh Vasiso Makal Agiacha. Each and every one of us, that we have to yearn and want to build Beis HaMikdash, but we have to understand it's when our Avodas Hashem is sincere, is real, it's true, it's not for all the ulterior motives in the world, it's because it's real. You know, I had a Talmud at the Kaisel this week, a few nights ago, we were already there for Shana Bet, and he was talking to me, and he told me how Shana Aleph Baruch Hashem, he did, he had tremendous Hatzlach, and he grew, but he felt it was always for other people, and to impress people, and to look good. He wants it to be real. He wants it to be Vasisa Makel Gagecha. One of the eitzes I told him, and we all could use, is there should be some time in your day that you daven, that you learn, that you do chesed, where no one else knows about it by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Take 20 minutes a day and learn in a makom where no one else sees you learning. Daven at tefillah doesn't. Daven at tefillah, say some tilim in a makom, no one else sees you davening besides for the Eibishter. Do a chesed with nobody else knowing about it. Every day. And work on being emistic and Vasisa Makel Gagecha. That's when we zoicha kisivna bayis chadash to build Beis HaMikdash. Be'ez Hashem T'barach, we zoicha b'karav mamish, m'her v'yameinu, to be mamish, dancing, and serving, and living with Beis HaMikdash, with Mashiach Zidkeinu, m'her v'yameinu, have a heilige Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh, Shabbos, Kodesh, Shabbos, Kodesh, Shabbos, Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh, 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 Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh, 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 Shabbos 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 Kodesh,